welcome to Breaking Character, the podcast dedicated to the Southwest Michigan's arts and entertainment scene. I'm Jeremy D. Bonfiglio.
And I'm Paul Mao. Breaking Character is sponsored by the Mendel Center at Lake Michigan College and the Harrell Palladium, with additional support from Twin City Players, Krasl Arts Center, and the Mason Jar Cafe. On today's episode, we will hear Jeremy's interviews with singer-songwriter Sarah Azrael, who plays Transformations Art Barn in South Haven, in a concert presented by Foundry Hall, and Michael Glubicki of Rusted Root, who plays the Acorn Theater. Mendel Center's Mike Nadolski returns to the studio today to talk with us about their upcoming main stage season.
We open today's episode with the Tumbleweed Jumpers, who headline Saturday's festivities at the Livery as part of their weekend-long 12th anniversary party. The Tumbleweed Jumpers, who are based in Goshen, Indiana, squeeze a plethora of instruments and instrumentalists on stage, including guitars, bass, drums, banjo, mandolin, ukulele, what else? Trombone, tin whistle, keyboards, and even a length of heavy chain.
that
could be interesting. Yeah, that's what I play. Mashing up traditional modern folk rock and jazz means every song carries a slightly different feel. The band features mega instrumentalist and vocalist Scott Lehman, Michaela Nielsen on trumpet, guitar, vocals, Scott Seneff on horns, Chuck Long on drums, Logan Miller, electric guitar, vocals, as well as J.R. Jenkins on bass, Faye Ganger on guitar and vocals, Ali Roskus on violin and vocals, and Ryan Miller on mandolin and fiddle. I recently spoke with Ryan Miller about what the audience can expect to hear at this very special show.
We've got a real high-energy set. We've been working on putting together songs that can get the audience engaged and really get a lot of movements and a lot of dancing and a lot of energy. We have a couple of new ones we just broke into that are also intentional ballads that we really are enjoying playing, and it's a way for the audience to get a break and kind of gear themselves up for some sort of more movement as well. One of the reasons we've loved playing at the Livery, this will be our third time there, is that there's space. Even a lot of people, there's space for people to move and to express themselves and to be a part of the entertainment, because that's what we enjoy so much, is not just playing music, but being part of an evening or an afternoon that everyone's working together to enjoy ourselves.
Now, the Tumbleweed Jumpers also bring an interesting mix of instrumentation, as I mentioned, that has really evolved over time. I asked Ryan about how that has affected the band's unique sound.
When we started off, we were much more folk and bluegrass. We talked about ourselves being folk and bluegrass. We had a tin whistle, we had a banjo. And as we've evolved, we've added more electric instruments. And so we really don't call ourselves folk and bluegrass anymore. We're a rock, blues, funk, folk explosion that still uses some traditional instruments like mandolin and acoustic guitar, but also tosses in a lot of horns. We've got a trombone, baritone, trumpet combination where we usually have at least two horns on songs, and we have a couple other people that like to sit in on us to add more horns as well, which sounds like jazz, but we're really not doing jazz or ska. We're incorporating all of those kind of off instruments into this Americana rock genre. So what we've been trying to do is find ways to meld instruments that don't always go together in a way that creates something that's a little different and a little more interesting. For me, like, the mandolin is often used in rock and roll or kind of standard Americana music as often a kind of a drone that just goes into the background that adds little flavor. And we do very little of that. In the same way, when we bring out our horns, they're featured. We try to really make sure that the instruments, even though we have a lot of them on stage, we try to give room so each of them is able to shine through, because each instrument brings a different flavor to each song. And we've played shows where different people have had to set out, and just losing one little piece makes a huge difference in the way things sound, because it is such an interesting mix. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've enjoyed playing together and people enjoy coming to see us, is that we don't sound like a lot of other people because we bring in instruments from other different genres. I mean, we have a length of chain that we play in a couple songs just to give a little different sort of percussion. We have the full drum kit. We have our keyboard is sometimes on keyboard. He has a couple songs where he plays melodica, which is the mini keyboard which you blow into. And so it's actually a wind instrument. But we add different flavors depending on what the song needs. And hopefully we can identify what the song needs and put something together that lets everyone shine.
Now, the band put out an EP a few years back called Tether, and there's been a couple of songs from that project that have become fan favorites. Ryan talked about a couple of those tracks that have become staples in the live show.
Probably the two that we do most often are Jethro and Tether. Jethro is an instrumental, and Tether is, the name of the EP, is what we often either open or close a set with. And those two together are really upbeat songs that are intended to produce joy. Jethro was named after one of our members' pet cats that was always around and always seemed to be making us laugh. And Tether is really bringing a spirit of finding joy in every situation. The lyrics talk about a storm rolling in and everything's ready to explode, but we're just going to grab on and dance the night away, basically. And so we like to either open or close with that song because I think it represents who we are as a band and kind of the ethos of what we do. We play music that frees both ourselves and hopefully the audience to be able to grab on to whatever else is happening around, whether it's life getting you down or outside influences, and simply lose ourselves in the energy and allow the energy to take us somewhere new and somewhere exciting.
Now, the band has been working on a new full-length project whose songs also have been making the live set lately, including the tune 1,000 Miles. Here's a sneak peek of that track.
1,000 miles, 1,000 words. Enough to spin the world 1,000 turns. The wheel of time split open wide, and love drips down from a honey sky.
Now, the Tumbleweed Jumpers perform at 9 o'clock Saturday at the Livery, 195th Street in Benton Harbor, as part of their weekend-long 12th anniversary party. Earlier that day, The Backups, featuring three of our favorites, Leslie Sipien, Meredith George, and Morgan Engel, perform at 5 p.m. And Chris Story kicks things off that day with a special Saturday edition of his vinyl spin at noon. The David Mayfield Parade gets the weekend started at 9 o'clock Friday. There are also specialty beer tappings, firkins, bottle releases, and more, including a special 12th anniversary ale. Tickets for the David Mayfield Parade are $12 in advance and $15 the day of the show. Saturday's music is all free. We want to personally kind of congratulate Leslie and Steve, who started it all over there at the Livery, and of course, Simon, Brandon, Becky, and the rest of the gang for all they do to continue that tradition.
Kelly Vega, don't forget Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, of course. sorry, Kelly. We certainly have enjoyed everything that they've done over there. And
go Livery.
Wish them many, many more years to come. Now, of course, for more info on this weekend's festivities, call 925-8760 or visit www.liverybrew.com.
Next, we welcome Mike Nadolski back into our studio with the Mendel Center Main Stage 27-2018 season preview. These tickets are already on sale. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Going really well. Shows are selling well. We're getting excited for... normally, I'm not excited for the end of summer, but this time I really am because we have so many good shows coming up in the fall. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's coming up really quick here in September. And so before we talk about the season as a whole, let's talk about the
special co-production you have with the symphony, with the Texas Tenors and
Tenore.
The symphony.
I'm going to just butt in all the time because I think I know everything about being a tenor.
Yeah, because that opens up really kind of the season for both entities, even though it's not kind of officially part of their season. I know it's it kind of kicks both seasons off, really.
Yeah, and it's such a unique collaboration. We've obviously worked with the symphony for many years, really since the main stage opened, but this is the first time where we both invested in a production together, and it's we're excited about the Texas Tenors. They're a unique group. They came out of, you know, America's Got Talent, and they have won an Emmy Award on PBS. They're going to have another special that's coming up in the fall, and they're I don't know what they call it now. They're releasing an album or whatever. This is the very same day that we're launching. Yeah, so we're trying to get them to do something special in the lobby. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but. Yeah.
Well, they should at least have copies of the album,
I mean, from their perspective, you know, it's a marketing. It's definitely an income-generating opportunity.
But. Yeah, I just sang this event Sunday at Babe's Lounge, and all these ladies that love Il Volo and all these other high-end Jackie Ivanchos and all these things they keep on, you know, they're like, oh, do you know Il Volo? I'm like, you should come check out the Texas Tenors. Those guys are legit. Yeah, they sing big high notes and with a big symphony. It's going to be fun.
And that's their audience, their primary audience, too, though. I think everybody will enjoy them, but I think they really attract the older female population.
In the kitchen, I'm crying in the bathroom, wherever I used to listen, you're just crying.
It's like Paul Mau with country charm.
Yeah, you know, it's a little come y'all in there, a little twang, right?
Well, there's an interesting mix, because it's like, you know, like one's an opera guy, one is more of a country guy, and the other's more kind of in the pop rock realm,
and they're all so good looking.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's the end of the day.
Quite the airbrush picture of them.
Yeah, you know, so
serious production.
No, really, in real life.
No,
that's
really,
what they look
that
like
gorgeous.
And people will know
looks
from
like
America's,
ABBA or something.
America's Got Talent. People will know from that. That's they were on there several years ago and have been popular ever since.
Well, there's been a dearth ever since 1990 when the three tenors. So people have kind of had that vision in their mind, like, who are the next tenors? Who are the next three tenors?
Yeah.
And so there's all sorts of hybrids that have come out, but these guys are pretty legit. So.
Yeah, and a little bit different, too. So I think that gives
the word
them
Texas has the same number of letters as three, so the there three tenors versus the Texas tenors, it's the same thing.
And not all the same, That's not
Jeremy's phone's going
at all.
Off. Jeremy, let me make sure my phone's turned off before I make fun of him. That was we had left the building.
I was focusing so hard on what the phone was saying, and I forgot what I was going to say.
I think it's better that you didn't.
Yeah.
So. I think it's, I'm not going to go there, but I think it's from his wife. It's something like, "Is your wife calling?" One of those kind of, there he is. He's
and
back.
He's back.
All right,
and
sorry about that.
We said we're going to improv, and this is some unscripted genius. Well done.
Yeah.
This is the way you planned it. Was that from the tenors?
No, it was. They're calling.
They were yelling at you in your pocket?
Yeah, yelling at me. When are we doing that interview?
Well, anyway, the show's Friday, September 8th, 8 o'clock. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Oh, that's what I was going to say. They're not just country. They sing pop. They sing classics. They're all over the place. So a little something for everybody. A whole lot of magic.
It reminds me of a little bit like the piano guy's rep, right? Like stuff that everybody kind of feels, knows, hears.
Yep.
Great.
They move through.
And what's after that?
Then after that, we have Jay and the Americans, and they're coming in with Gary Lewis and the Playboys, so two 1960s acts packaged together. That's Friday, September 22nd. That's going to be a whole lot of fun for oldies.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the Catamia. I guess there's some history here in Benton Harbor, St. Joe. You could probably find out more about that when you interview those guys. But supposedly a patron came up and told me on season reveal night that the very first time that song was sung was here at a venue.
Really?
So you'll have to ask those guys and see if that's
all right. I'll ask them. We'll find out.
Yeah. And then you're not supposed to have favorites, I know, but I said this before, but be the underwater bubble show. I can almost bring myself to goosebumps just thinking about this show. It's going to be so.
What's the date on that one?
That is on September 30th. It's really hard to explain. You really have to watch the video to get a sense of the spectacle that the show is. is so colorful. There's so much theater magic.
It's not just for kids. It's for everybody.
No, everybody's
enjoy it. It's a visual spectacle. I've seen some videos, and this is, and Mike and I talked about this when you officially released the schedule. We had talked before about this is a kind of a special one. This is a special show you don't normally see everywhere, and it's kind of a really hybrid. It's theater, it's spectacle, it's
Cirque du Soleil.
Anybody who's fans of kind of the whole Cirque movement and Cirque du Soleil and
cool.
and theater and live spectacle, I think we'll get a real kick.
You're hitting us really hard right out of the gate here, Mike. Those are all in September.
So
get your tickets today, people.
Where else can you see snow cannons and soap bubble tornadoes?
There you go.
You're not supposed to know what goes on inside my house, but okay.
And that's outside of Paul's bedroom. Put up,
Oh, hey, well done.
And real quick, list how many Latvian troops you know that tour the United States.
Well, I can't go. I can't go that one.
Yeah.
So they're Latvian?
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, just the international flair, the cultural flavor that the show has is going to be really unique, too, on top of everything else. I don't think anybody speaks English in the cast, so kind of like when the Russian National Ballet comes.
Right. Yeah.
Just he wants the light that this way. Lots of cigarettes.
And you certainly don't slow down in October.
The man, the myth, the legend. Speaking of America's Got Talent.
Oh, I should say, too. Sorry, underwater bubble. We have a bubble bash, too, and Curious Kids Museum just signed on with us.
Cool.
They're going to be bringing their big bubble machine so you can step inside a giant bubble. And
kids love that.
So that's going to be fun, too. But, yeah, in October 14th, we have Howie Mandel coming. Mandel at the Mendel.
Mandel at the Mendel.
So, he's going to be awesome. He tours. He does so many dates, over 200 concerts a year. He's just a consummate professional. Anybody that's seen him live knows it is live show. First, it's for adults. It's adult content.
Right.
But he's in the moment so much as a comedian. He really plays off the audience members well, and people are going to be in for a real
treat.
Does
he still do the glove? I grew up with the glove, where he pulls the glove over his head and it bings up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen that YouTube video. Yeah. But
when I was a kid, I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever.
And probably
didn't
Bobby. Does he still do Bobby?
Bobby's voice, yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then our Christmas shows start. We have Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. There'll be some Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra members playing with that as well.
Oh, cool.
It's November 28th. That's an awesome show. If you like their music, which a lot of people do, the show usually sells out. Then we have Brian Lubeck back. He's going to be hosting Rejoice 2017. That's on Tuesday, December 19th.
That's fantastic.
The second year.
Brian's a great guy. I enjoy talking to him every time, and he's such a talented musician. So that's a fun thing.
And there'll be a pre-show party there too, and some of the musicians from the show will be playing at the pre-show party too. So
awesome!
That's great.
Watch for more information on that.
Before we flip the calendar, you want to tell us what's Econ Club in the fall?
Yeah, the first part of the Econ series. There's four speakers this year. We have Dave Ramsey coming Tuesday, September 19th. So get your questions on money management.
And your pocketbooks out and your checkbooks and figure out what's going wrong.
And then
we got problems.
Like us, right?
When you do a free podcast, we got lots of questions.
Yes.
Well, he'll actually one of the main things he's going to be talking about is how he built his empire. So you guys might be able to on to some lessons
Quite
learned by Dave Ramsey.
Here.
Yes, we are.
I appreciate that.
He's at 575 radio stations around the U.S. He also does. Is a syndicated columnist. He does podcasts as well.
There you go.
And these tickets, there's tickets available, right? So I know you have season subscribers, but they go pretty quick, right?
Well, right. So what the idea with the Economic Club, Lake Michigan College is running the Economic Club now at the request of the Economic Club. And so a month before September 19th, so August 19th, coming up pretty quick, we'll be starting to sell tickets to, if they're available, to Dave Ramsey.
Okay.
And it'll be like that. Membership sales will end on September 19th, and it'll be single tickets only if they're still available for the remainders.
And the date of his speech again is?
September 19th.
Oh, it is September 19th. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we have the Right Honorable David Cameron, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, coming. In the fall, we're not releasing the date. You actually have to call the box office. And
security purposes.
Thing. It's a Scotland Yard thing. I'd go into it, but...
Interesting.
Highly.
But stay tuned for that.
Date.
We'll know.
Okay. So that's the fall.
Okay. And then we flip the calendar to January.
January, we start with Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, not counting all the community things we're going to be doing. There's always some 40 to 50 other events happening at the Mendel Center. But we have Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live coming back on Friday, January 19th. That's the PBS hit for kids from the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood franchise. Then we have Art Garfunkel coming later in January, January 26th. Of course, Simon and Garfunkel. And really excited about that one, too. He's such a great musician. And
as in, is my wife. She's like, that is the show you gotta make sure we have tickets for. So I'm like, all right.
It's one of those bucket list singers. If you haven't seen him before, you're going to want to see him. And it's going to be a real quiet show. He's also going to share stories from his new autobiography. That's
nice.
That's cool.
And then Vitaly, An Evening of Wonders, will be here Friday, February 16th. I looked at so many Magic shows. I wanted to get Magic back on the season roster this year. And I saw him in Milwaukee. He's just a phenomenal magician, really great with kids and with the audience. So we made that part of our Discovery series, but it's for audiences of all ages.
Is he Russian?
He is Russian. He's from Canada. He's like,
he speaks English pretty
see
well.
Him in person, he really reminds you of like a Russian version of Jerry Seinfeld. He's got a similar look. Like he has a similar look. His mannerisms are similar. It's really kind of...
Why is there always a hair on the wall of the shower? Does he talk like that?
Exactly. I don't know. You know how to take the reservation. You don't know how to keep the reservation, which is really the most important part. Riverdance is coming up then. Big Irish dance spectacle on February 22nd. And then we have another Irish act, which is more rock than dance. It's a combination, really, of both. That's on St. Patrick's Day, Saturday, March 17th.
That's all. And St. Patrick's Day happens to fall right on a Saturday. That's gonna be a party, man.
And we're going to have a big Irish feast.
Green beer in the lobby?
There'll be green beer in the Grand Upton Hall, actually.
Okay.
Probably in the lobby, too.
Okay.
Can't promise the lobby.
And the biggest show of the entire season is next, I see. I will be there front row.
Mutt's gone nuts.
Salivating.
Saturday, April 14th.
Dogs.
I cannot wait for that one.
11 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's so
I might
funny.
Be there twice. 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Yeah. It's really pretty wild.
I'm just going to bring treats and throw them on stage.
Mess everything up. Mess everything up.
Come with that raw steak cologne and see what happens.
I didn't know you had that, Jeremy. That smells disgusting.
So if you want to see funny dogs and amazingly talented dogs who can double Dutch jump rope,
I can't wait, man. I'm going to be so excited.
Even in my prime. And then 1964, the tribute's coming Saturday, April 21st, the Beatles tribute show, according to Rolling Stone, the best one in the world.
Saturday, April 21st.
Best Beatles tribute on earth, the Rolling Stone says. They've been together longer than the Beatles.
And then finally our theatrical.
And finally we end with Broadway spectacle on Tuesday, May 1st with Cabaret.
They're going to see if they can out-sex the Pippin from last year.
Yeah.
Some racy shows in the Cabaret.
They're so, well, midweek, you got to kind of get people in somehow.
You got to wake them up, right? They worked all day. Hey-o, it's Tuesday.
There you go.
Cabaret.
And then, now, single tickets are now available, right?
They just
went on sale. So tell us how people can get tickets for all these shows.
Yeah, tickets, watch videos, more information about the shows, themendelcenter.com. And you can also call us at a number that should be etched in my memory, but of course is not.
256-927-8700,
option one. And we've extended our box office hours this year, too,
nice.
So we're open 10 to 6. And then I should mention the two speakers we have because they're so awesome. The Economic Club in the spring, too. Captain Sully Sullenberger, the pilot, the American Airlines pilot who landed the plane on the Hudson River. He's going to be here talking about his story, which is 208 seconds, basically what he learned in those 208 seconds that it took him from the moment he decided that he had to land that plane and how he was going to make that happen.
Amazing.
Of course, everybody survived. And then Steve Martin will be here on Tuesday, May 8th.
My birthday.
I can't wait.
That's my birthday.
Yeah, my wife's birthday, too.
Yeah.
So we'll be there.
Is that just a speech, or will he do banjo and stuff, too?
He's bringing his banjo.
Oh, good. That's what I want to hear.
He'll be playing at least one or two selections on his banjo.
I'm so excited because I missed him at the Morris when he was here with Martin Short. I love Steve Martin.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Primarily, it's going to be question and answer. He leads.
Right.
He's going to be telling his life story through all the different aspects of his life, the different journeys that he's taken through his career.
He's an icon. He's a legend. That's very cool.
Comedy, films, stand-up comedy, obviously epic stand-up comedy in the 70s. Art collector, film star, musician.
Mike, this is awesome. All these big names, Steve Martin, Howie Mandel, Art Garfunkel, all right here in Benton Harbor. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot the Beach Boys.
Oh, them.
You know, the Beach Boys.
That little add-on, right?
Talk about that show.
Yeah, they'll be here October 25th, too, so adding to the fall lineup. Spectacular.
Yeah, that's Mike Love and Company.
Yep. Right.
That not incarnation.
The, what's the other one? The Pet Shop Boys? Or Pet Boys? Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah, that's...
Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson.
I don't think it's the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, no, it's never been.
Something like that.
It's something like that. I'm close. I'm in the neighborhood.
Brian Wilson and the Boys on the
Sounds.
Beach.
Pet Sounds. That's
pet
it.
Sounds is that what they call Brian themselves? Wilson and... Yeah. Yeah, they're doing the Pet Sounds tour.
Pet Shop Boys. Same thing.
Totally different
West
band.
West End Girls.
At least I didn't say the... Never mind.
All could be West End Girls, right? California Girls, West End.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's right. Nice mashup.
All right, good. Awesome.
Well, we can't thank you enough, Mike, for getting us started and being our sponsor here on this podcast. We've had a blast, and nobody's doing it any more importantly or better than you guys at the Mendel Center. So,
absolutely.
Come back as often as you like and keep us updated. Bring Howie Mandel with you. I know Howie loves germs. So I'll make sure I'm sick and sneeze all over him.
Big hugs.
I'm kidding.
Big hugs
no
for Howie.
Meet and greet with,
I bet not. Howie Mandel. But let us know what else we can do to get the word out on getting these sold out shows going. You've been doing an awesome job, and I expect this season to be better than the next.
And again, tickets are on sale now. So visit Mendel.
The Mendel Center.com,
and you can find out all information about that. Thanks again, Mike. Born and raised on the shores of Lake Michigan into a large musical family, Sarah Asriel has crisscrossed the country pursuing her music. After graduating from Berklee College of Music, she moved to L.A. and playing venues such as Hotel Cafe and The Knitting Factory. Now based in Providence, Rhode Island, Sarah is writing her first full-length record and directing a songwriting program for at-risk youth. Her self-titled EP, released in 2013, was mixed by Grammy Award-winning engineer James M. Wisner, who did Amy Winehouse, Justin Timberlake, so kind of the real deal. Foundry Hall brings Sarah back to Michigan on Saturday, where she will be performing a special concert at Transformations Art Barn in South Haven. I caught up with Sarah recently to talk about her music and that debut EP.
The EP came out... Three years ago, I think. And it was the first, you know, real official release that I had. So I kind of took what I felt was just sort of a collection, a sampler of my songwriting in a way. It didn't have a theme or anything like that. But so it's just sort of a little variety platter of the different kinds of songs I write. And, you know, the themes for every song are a little bit different, but there was no sort of driving collective theme to it.
Is there maybe a song or two on there that we can kind of highlight and kind of talk about the backstory?
Yeah, there's a song called Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
So that song I wrote while I was living in L.A., it was very homesick, and I actually left home. I moved out of Michigan when I was 18 to go to Berklee College of Music, and haven't lived back in the States since I left. So homesickness has always been a sort of part of me. You know, I'm the oldest of five. I have four younger siblings, and when I left home, a couple of my sisters were quite young. So Lake Michigan is really sort of like an ode to my family and my home, and of course Lake Michigan.
Now, we also talked a little bit about growing up in Muskegon, her hometown, and how music first came into her life.
I grew up in Muskegon, in a tiny little neighborhood called Bluffton, which is actually like a peninsula in and of itself, because it's surrounded by Muskegon Lake Michigan, and a channel that connects the two. And as far as musical influences, my father is a composer and a guitarist, and he pretty much started training me before I could speak, doing ear training and such. You know, I'd sit on his lap at the piano and sing melodies to him before I could even really say any, you know, pronounced words or anything. So within the home, my dad definitely sort of gave me that gift of, for the love of music. And then also generations, there are musicians and singers going back generations on my mother's side of the family as well.
Of course, Berklee College of Music had a huge influence on her music as well. And Sarah, personally, here's what she had to say about that.
You know, first of all, I was very, very focused on going to Berklee. You know, my high school years, there was no question I was of going there. You know, I was sure that I would make it happen. And so Berklee, I mean, I think the most incredible thing about Berklee is it's this huge international melting pot of musicians and of music cultures. And I think when I was a student, the international population was around 40%, which I think is the college with the largest percentage of international students. So, I mean, really just being there and meeting so many people from so many places and being able to study. I really loved studying like different kinds of world music and such. And took Afro-Cuban drumming classes and West African drumming classes, and took a composition class, which would bridge Western music with world musics. And, it was just a, it's hard to summarize. It was just such a huge experience.
Now, to get a taste of Sarah's music, here's the sample from her song called We're Alive off of her self-titled debut EP. Foundry Hall presents Sarah Asriel at 7:30 p.m. Saturday at Transformations Art Barn. That's at 81 North Blue Star Highway in South Haven. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door. For more info, call 220-0444 or visit foundryhall.org. Sarah also will be performing a shorter set that includes some more jazz standards from 1 to 2 p.m. Sunday at Cogdell Vineyards in South Haven. That's 7143 107th Avenue. The event is free. And for details for that show, call 637-2229.
Rusted Root, which performs at 8 p.m. Tuesday at the Acorn Theater, has released 7 studio albums over a 28-year career, garnering a deep and loyal fan base for its infectious African and Native American drumming, jam-based roots rock, and lyrical themes of spirituality, unity, and connections to nature. Led by Michael Glebicki and fellow founding members bassist Patrick Norman and percussionist Liz Berlin, along with guitarist Dirk Miller and drummer Corey Caruso, Rusted Root continues to bring a sense of joy to its polyrhythmic world roots music. Jeremy recently caught up with Michael to talk about the band, including the noticeable absence of Patrick Norman in recent live shows, and Michael's recent medical scare with a severe case of altitude sickness in Colorado.
Well, he's just taking some time off for personal reasons. And pretty much, yeah, we're just taking a little break for a little bit.
Sure. Okay. And now how are you doing? I know you had a kind of a scare at Red Rocks, with altitude sickness. Can you talk a little bit about what happened there?
Yeah, man, it was crazy. I don't have high blood pressure ever, but I have had altitude sickness before, months before. I mean, we've been out there maybe twice a year for 27 years about. And And I've had it once before. I was doing a solo gig as a Motley. And I just started getting like really bad migraines and nosebleeds and just like really dizzy and stuff. And they were going to take me to the hospital that night, but we got snowed in. So these two big security guys took me up and played nurse for the night. but this time, you know, I thought I could because I had experienced it before and I knew what to do. I thought I could get it taken care of between sound check over that course of 3-4 hours. And the venue doctor came up and checked me out, checked my vitals, and they were like the roof. The blood pressure was like 220, and I think it was over, but it was like super high. And they were just like, I can't. They said they can't let me play. Okay, because he was the type of doctor you could tell fixed everybody up to get back out there and play. Yeah. You know, he'd probably done, you know, stretched the limits a lot. And, you know, he kind of looked at me like, you know, it's not going to happen. I was like, I get it. And they're like just real apologetic and trying to, you know, tell me, no, it's just not going to happen. And I'm just like, okay, I get it. Get me down the hill. Because I don't want to have, you know, some problem. High blood pressure. So they got me down the hill and started to settle out.
Now, the band has been recording new music lately. Michael talked about a few of those songs, including Such a Man and Heartache, that have been appearing in the live show.
I'm not sure how you would describe it, really. It's like a vibe funk piece. Mm-hmm. with a you know, rock bass to it, but very sort of, you know, orchestral and classical and also there's some really interesting, almost sort of classical type pieces in it, which we haven't really done much of before. We do this one, it's called Heartache. It's sort of like looks back on like 80s anthem, you know, but not in a cheesy way. It's sort of like this beautiful love song, with a lot of heartache in it, and, you know, hence the title. But it's a really beautiful song, and it's got some really interesting arrangement to it, almost sort of more marching band type arrangement to it. In the structure of the drums and the percussion, and then the vocals are really sort of like a different type of arrangement, float in and out in a very different way, rather than sort of like this general group pulse. It breaks up into different sections and tells a story through that.
Of course, Rusted Reed is best known for the hit Send Me On My Way, the enduring single off the band's 1994 platinum-selling major label debut When I Woke, which catapulted them into lasting prominence not just through radio airplay, but because of its Hollywood popularity. The 1996 film Matilda used the song as the title character cooked herself breakfast. It was used in TV shows and ad campaigns, and the track's biggest boost came in 2002 when it was featured in the Oscar-nominated animated comedy Ice Age. Here's what Michael had to say about that song.
I think it's pure in its spiritual sort of purpose. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. It's very, very, I don't want to say timeless. It's just here and now, always, whenever you hear it or whenever we play it. It just sort of grabs the moment and encompasses the moment, the song does. So that's kind of like, it's kind of like sacred ground, really. It's sort of like we don't play it, it plays us, sort of.
Now, Rusted Root's latest album was 2012's The Movement. Here's a song from that project called Cover Me Up.
You are so beautiful. Come down with me.
Rusted Root plays at 8 p.m. Tuesday at the Acorn Theater, 107 Generations Drive, Three Oaks. Tickets are $40, and I'm telling you, if you've never seen Rusted Root play live, you're in for a treat, especially at a venue like the Acorn. For more info, call 756-3879 or visit www.acorntheater.com.
Get them quickly, because this is a band that has a following
out.
And it's probably sold out. But give a call, 756-3879. There's a lot happening down at the Acorn this weekend in general. I'll be down there Friday night for a wedding. That area will be hopping. Dina Bach, who is a finalist in the singer-songwriter competition, performs at 8 p.m. tonight, the Acorn, 107 Generations Drive. Tickets for that show are $20. Then at 7 p.m. Saturday, James Neary and the Bevy Blue perform. James won the very first singer-songwriter competition there. Tickets for that show are $15. At 6 p.m. Sunday, Boogie Woogie Blues and Barbecue featuring Ricky Nye, the Moore Brothers with Brad Ellis Burke, Ethan Linewand, and Miss Jubilee performs at the Acorn. Tickets are $15. For more info on all these shows, call 756-3879 or just visit www.acorntheater.com.
The Coastline Children's Film Festival presents Fanny's Journey, its final film of the summer films at the Box Factory series, at 7 o'clock tonight over at the Box Factory for the Arts, 1101 Broad Street in St. Joe. Tickets are, it's actually just a suggested donation of a dollar to see this film. So come on over to the Box and check it out. Or for more info, call 983-3688. Visit boxfactoryforthearts.org or www.coastlinechildrensfilmfestival.com.
And Sister Lakes Brewing Company celebrates its first anniversary from 1 to 11 p.m. Saturday, featuring music from Slim Gypsy Baggage, Retro Pop Shuffle, Nate Holly, and Cluster Pluck at Sister Lakes Brewing Company, 92500 County Road 690, Dowagiac. Tickets are just $20. For more details, call 332-5135 or visit www.sisterlakesbrewing.com.
Lake Effect Jazz Big Band, led by Steve Reed, who we all know in respect for his musical prowess, of course, performs at 7:30 p.m. Saturday at the Box Factory for the Arts, 1101 Broad Street, St. Joe. Tickets are just $10 for that show. For more info, call 983-3688 or again visit www.boxfactoryfortheArts. All right, well, I think that's going to do it for this week's Breaking Character. Be sure to join us again next Thursday when we talk about Robbie Foulkes playing the Acorn and the band Black Swift returning to the Livery. Of course, you can also read about many of the events we discuss here on Breaking Character in Sight and Sound, the weekly entertainment guide, which appears each Thursday in the Herald Palladium, or follow me on my Facebook writer page under Jeremy D. Bonfiglio or on Twitter at HP Bonfiglio.
You can follow me on Facebook at Paul Mau Productions or on Twitter at PM Tenor. I want to thank our engineer Louis Krajewski and everyone at Midwest Family Broadcasting for the use of the studios, Andrew Wyatt of the band Mike Snow for our theme song Black and Blue, and of course all our sponsors, the Mendel Center, Lake Michigan College, the Herald Palladium, the Twin City Players, Krasel Arts Center, and the Mason Jar Cafe. You can subscribe to Breaking Character at 983thecoast.com, WSJM.com, or find it on the websites of the Herald Palladium or the Mendel Center, or via iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Thanks again for listening to Breaking Character.